And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in New Hampshire. For a half century, UNH Professor Emeritus of Plant Biology and Genetics J. Brent Loy has been in pursuit of the genetically ideal gourd. Loy has been using selective breeding techniques to create varieties of melons, pumpkins, and squash that satisfy the needs of commercial growers and gardeners alike. Recently, I stopped by UNH's Kingman Research Farm in Madbury to learn more about his work. Standing among the ripening melons at Kingman Farm, Brent Loy slices into a cantaloupe with a pocket knife and pulls out an orange wedge.
So that's not what I'd call a grape color, but it's sweet.
Some of the melons at Loy's feet represent his latest effort to create a melon that has a long shelf life and what he calls good eating quality, a professorial term for tasty. Most melons, he says, are either long-lasting and lacking in flavor, or tasty and short-lived.
But if you go in a store to get a cantaloupe, you'll notice they all look kind of green, and they don't have any smell to them. That's because they have a particular gene which actually prevents the melon from going through a normal ripening phase.
The result? A not-so-tasty melon. Loy's working on finding the right gene combination. And to do that, he uses selective breeding. He finds two plants with the traits he wants, breeds them, and then, if all goes well, the offspring will have both traits. For example, combine one melon with blight resistance and another that's super tasty, and through the power of natural gene combination, you will have a flavorful, disease-resistant hybrid melon. And it's not just melons. A few rows away are summer squash. Over the years, Loy has bred these to make them easier to pick. Conventional varieties have spiny thorns on the stems. Those thorns can draw blood, so workers have to wear big, heavy gloves.
But this spineless squash, they can pick this and no problem at all.
Loy's passion for breeding plants began when he was an undergrad at Oklahoma State. He went on to write a thesis that involved growing melons and squash. When he started at UNH 50 years ago, he saw there was a need for melon varieties that farmers in New England could grow. So he got to work, and since then, breeding these genetically ideal plants has been just one part of the job. The other part is getting seed companies to market them.
I can have 100 hybrids that I think are really good, but if a seed company doesn't think that hybrid has merit, then it's down the drain, so to speak.
Over the years, Loy says he's created about 500 hybrids. His work here at Kingman Research Farm and two other locations has yielded more than 60 varieties that appear in seed catalogs across the world. You have Loy's research to thank for the melon varieties Helena, Diplomat, and Passport. When a seed he creates gets into a catalog, UNH gets royalties. UNH says Loy is responsible for 29% of the school's cumulative royalties earned since 1999. He says he's glad these sales support the seed companies too, especially the local ones, like Johnny's Selected Seeds of Maine and High Mowing Organic Seeds in Vermont.
Because they offer a lot of local varieties, you know, that a big seed company is not necessarily going to focus on the Northeast, particularly New England, because there's not much of a market, acreage-wise.
He says what it comes down to, ultimately, is the consumer. It bothers him to see, for example, a pile of yellow summer squash at the grocery store treated like what he calls a commodity, something that the market knows it needs to have, but doesn't really much care about. Plus, he says, when it comes to variety, the supermarkets are not doing these fruits justice.
If you go to get an apple, you get to pick out a variety, right? There's all kinds of apple varieties, and most of them are pretty good varieties, but consumers have a choice.
Loy has many he thinks consumers would like. For example, a Sarah's Choice melon, named after his wife. Loy is now winding down his melon research, but he still gets into the field in the morning and tends to his plants. Next month, Loy will be honored by UNH for 50 years of research and innovation in a twilight celebration at Kingman Farm, near the specialized gourds he helped create. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.